Let the show begin. David Cameron's letter, his wish list for reform, has now arrived here in Brussels, EU HQ. You'll have seen the flags of all the 28 EU member states behind me here at the European Parliament. The horse trading will now begin in earnest. But what have been the initial reactions?
Well, all eyes automatically focus on EU powerhouse Germany. And Angela Merkel hinted again today she'll do what she can to get as many Cameron reforms passed as possible to help keep Britain in the EU.
Some points are more difficult than others, but given that we're working in the spirit of wanting to reach a solution, I'm reasonably confident that we can succeed. Germany will certainly do its bit to help as far as European rules permit.
Protecting the rights of non-Eurozone countries, giving national parliaments more of a say in the EU, and making the bloc more competitive. Well, there is broad agreement on that. But immigration is quite a different story.
Controversially, David Cameron wants to curb EU migration. It's fine to crack down on benefit tourism, say other European leaders, but not to discriminate against other EU citizens working in the UK. Poland, in particular, is incensed.
Free movement in Europe is one of the achievements of the European Union, and we of course cannot agree to any measures which will discriminate the Polish citizens living in the United Kingdom.
It's not just what David Cameron is asking for, how he asks is also key. Does he demand, dictate, or negotiate? European leaders also want Britain to be more engaged in the EU. Take the current migrant crisis. Italy is one of many countries calling on the UK to show far more solidarity, they say.
I'm quite worried about the behaviour of the United Kingdom Prime Minister, and I would like to see more cooperative towards the other states. I'm talking about migration flows were going to increase. I'm talking about financial crisis. What I'm asking to Cameron, why don't you come with us? Why don't you sit on a table? And why don't you help us to build a space of security, a space of rights, a space of movements that can be a model from all other parts of the world.
27 different countries to persuade, and all need to be on board if the Prime Minister is to get the reforms he wants.